This is Free Talk Live. Toll-free number 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And it's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
This is the Tuesday edition of the show as we kick off hour number one. As always, you can join us online where everything is free. FreeTalkLive.com. Again, that is FreeTalkLive.com. Coming up tonight, we've got the story that I told you about last night that we just didn't get a chance to get to about the Missouri law that's going to allow 18 to 21-year-old cooking students, culinary students, to taste but not swallow wines.
Silly.
Yes, that the disc jockey that was arrested, and more, of course, the big news today is that, and man, which I know you've got a bunch of stuff as well, including information on how apparently ABC News is having their phone calls traced by the feds. Apparently Iraq is under attack by Iran, and $100 million in pork for a submarine. All of that and more. Your email's coming up tonight as well. We're going to try to catch up on some of those. But the big news, man, which I don't know if you saw this, is that the Pentagon is making a big deal about how they're releasing some more frames to the very controversial 9/11 video that we'd originally seen only five frames from, with the plane allegedly hitting the side of the Pentagon.
I've heard about it, and it seems so weird that they would only release five frames.
Apparently,
in the beginning, anyway.
Well, according to what I read, the frames that were released were leaked, so they actually officially hadn't released anything until now.
I see.
So I saw the new frames, and it's on every single news site out there. I saw some of the new frames, and again, this isn't a conspiracy show, but I don't see an airplane. You know, the new frames that they added aren't really of the actual portion before the crash and after the crash. It doesn't seem like there's really any new frames involved there. There's a little more, I think there's more frames of the explosion and the smoke coming up from the building, but really it doesn't seem like there's really any new information.
You didn't see an airplane.
I certainly did not see anything that looked like an airplane.
It's all so strange to me.
It really is.
I mean, it's clearly airplanes hit the World Trade Center.
That's for sure.
And there's discussion, arguments as to whether or not it should have fallen. Many, many architects believe that yes, it should have fallen exactly the way it did. That people study the World Trade Center, and that's the way it's supposed to fall. But it's really weird, this whole Pentagon thing. What are they trying to hide? We got five frames. It's weird that they would even leak five frames. Why wouldn't they leak the whole video, though?
Well, they claim it's not
five frames.
They claim it's not a video camera. They claim it's a still photo.
I see.
I don't know how often it shoots the frames, but it's not often enough to show actual footage of a plane crashing into the building. Something crashes into the building. Something makes it go boom, but I don't know if it's a plane.
Okay, so something hits the building rather than
something,
a bomb.
Yes,
blows up a portion of the building.
There's definitely something speeding towards the building. No doubt about that.
Gotcha.
What it was, nobody seems to be too sure of. And then there's all the videos out there that allege that there were other video cameras, for instance, at private businesses, gas stations, and that sort of thing, that were pointed in that direction. And the claim there is that the feds arrived just minutes afterwards and confiscated those tapes. So again, what is it that they're trying to
hide? How would they even, in minutes, how would they think, oh, we must get those tapes?
Those are the claims that are made. I don't know
Strange.
How true they are. I'm not sure. But let's go to Gil in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Manwich.
Hi, how y'all doing?
Good, Gil.
Hey,
what's on your mind?
I tell you what, man, this stinks of Oklahoma City all over again. You know, their claims that there are like four or five different cameras focused on the Murrah Building in Oklahoma City, and they've confiscated all that videotape. You cannot see it. You can actually know what actually happened in a situation like that if we had an opportunity to see it. But the government sees it. So here it is again. I've seen it on television. It looks like maybe, I don't know, what, a Stinger missile or something was fired at. You know,
It doesn't have the size of, or at least what I would think the size should be, of a 737. It looks very small.
Every photo I've seen of the Pentagon, you don't see any wreckage, no fuselage, you know, no wing, no nothing. I mean, if a plane were to hit the building, and it only took out, like, I think it's five rings in the Pentagon, right?
Right, that's my understanding.
This explosion only took out a portion of one of the rings, if I'm not correct, right?
Right, you think a passenger plane would take out something much larger.
You think there'd be some kind of debris somewhere.
You'd think. And I got to say that
if a passenger plane hit my house, it would completely demolish it.
Yeah, and there'd be all kinds of pieces and wreckage and
now,
stuff left
if
behind.
They were trying to diffuse the ideas of some kind of conspiracy, and they have all this videotape, you'd think they would release something that would actually show some kind of aircraft flying into the building.
Nope.
But what we get is 1001, 1002, 1003, 1004. You get five little steel frame photos, and then you see this explosion.
Yep.
You know, and it stinks of the Mara, Oklahoma City thing. Their cameras that filmed all that. And again, here we have the same situation with the Pentagon, where they have...
So you're not convinced then, Gil? You're not convinced?
If the government were to tell me I would be. For safety and health reasons.
I was actually watching the ABC News version of the report on this, and even the commentators were saying that they were acknowledging the fact that conspiracy theories are out there and that this is one of the reasons why, allegedly, the Pentagon released this, because there was a Freedom of Information Act filed to get this information.
Well, they didn't do a very good job.
But even the ABC commentators were saying that they think this is just going to stir the fire. They think this is just going to result in more questions.
Now, here it is. Apparently, that's the goal. I guess if you get enough focused on the Pentagon, you can get all the hot hype and hoopla and conspiracy taken away from the 9/11 World Trade Building.
I don't think that the conspiracy people are going to all of a sudden pull away just because the Pentagon has released a few frames of video.
Yeah, I think that's going to make the World Trade Center thing much more in the news because they're connected, inexorably connected.
If anything, now that the major news networks are reporting on this, it's going to drive new people that haven't seen the presentations out there questioning the official government story. It's going to drive new people to come across this information.
The
so.
Beauty of it is they don't, apparently, I guess that's in you know, I'm convinced of this if you believe in conspiracies and the New World Order and the Illuminati and these people. Apparently, everything that we're doing to supposedly wake the people up and get the information out is part of the plan. I guess things could be that powerful and influential and evil, in deep evil, you know, wheels within wheels, that they would actually have control over the people that are trying to put out, you know, good information and trying to wake up the public.
I'm serious.
This thing could be so insidious.
Well, you know, it's funny. The conspiracy people, and we're not, again, conspiracy mongers on this show. We just find this stuff interesting.
Sure, it is.
And we certainly question the government story, no doubt. And I don't sign on board with any of the conspiracy people out there. But it's interesting that you are somebody that's saying, well, maybe the people promoting the conspiracy theories are actually in on the plot. The conspiracy never ends, apparently.
Exactly. And there are more important things that we should be focusing on. And this is all just a good, great distraction. To keep us away from things like maybe our border security, maybe like the price of oil, things that could really wreck this country.
Well, now, Gil, I don't know where you stand on the borders, but it seems to me that a lot of the people promoting the conspiracy theories out there are also promoting closed borders in America, and that actually might lend some credence to what it is that you just claimed, the idea that these people might be working for...
Wheels within wheels, man. I mean, I think that the whole thing is a scam.
Well, now let me explain here, Gil. What I was going to say is, these people that are normally out there with the message of the government's evil, the government's bad, look, the government's plotting to do all these things, then they turn around and they say, well, we need to lock down the borders, we need to close the borders. But in fact, what they're calling for there is more government control over the borders, which means that we're going to have bigger government, a bigger police state, which is exactly what they're supposedly fighting against. So I think they're confused at best, and I don't believe that they're bought out by anyone. I just think they're confused. They've got the wrong information.
Only the people at the very top have the absolute truth and know exactly what's going on. Kind of if you were to study the Illuminati and the supposedly...
Yeah, I don't have time to do all that.
We can't get into all of that.
It seems like a waste of time to me. I could care less about the Illuminati. It doesn't matter.
I can tell you this, Gil. I have a nationally syndicated radio show, and we're on, 17 radio stations or something of the sort. But they haven't approached me.
No, and they're going to come after me or you. They're going to come after somebody with some power and influence.
Thanks for the call, man.
Bye-bye.
We appreciate hearing from you. More on the way, 800-259-9231. This is your show. Anything goes. Free Talk Live.
People who use Cardivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well thought out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes a history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
Now, everything you need for total estate planning is yours in the new Master Estate Kit, a collection of legal power that would cost $500 or more if prepared by a lawyer. Here's what you get. First and foremost is a legal will kit with simple instructions that let you complete it in an hour or less. Second, a living will kit that guarantees your wishes will be followed in the case of a terminal illness or injury. And third, a power of attorney kit that lets you name someone else to make financial or health decisions for you. And finally, a bonus estate planning guide that tells you how to update a will, avoid probate, save on capital gains tax, and more. The Master Estate Kit is yours for only $39.95 if you order now. Have a charge card handy and call 1-800-224-1112. Pay only $39.95 plus shipping. Lawyer approved, it's legal nationwide, and satisfaction is fully guaranteed. Call 1-800-224-1112 now. That number again, 1-800-224-1112.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be the special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N market.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That is toll-free, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. Archives are there, and we've got lots of them. We go all the way back for an entire year. You download them for free right there on the front page of the website, freetalklive.com. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And we go to the phones, because this is a show about your calls, to Adam in the United Kingdom on the Amplifier line. Hello, Adam.
Hi there, guys. First of all, congrats on the show. I think it's fantastic.
Well, glad you're listening. What's on your mind, sir?
Okay, about that, the clip that the government have now released regarding the explosion. Let me turn this radio down. Your radio.
Sure.
yeah, there's no they would have actually shown you something which there was no real evidence. No, you would have seen if it was an enormous aircraft, whether it's a 737 or 747 or...
737s are pretty darn big.
They're not as big as a 747, but it's big.
A 737 has a tail height of something like 40-odd feet. It would make an impact, a huge impact. And why wasn't there any of this wreckage available? The other thing is, I've watched a recent documentary not so long ago where it's actually a documentary which I've actually pointed my website to. So if anyone wants to have a look at it, it's about this... I won't say conspiracy theory or anything, but it's gone into great research. It's called Loose Change. You can see it via looking up box.tv.
Yeah, I've seen that. It was a great presentation.
And you couldn't call it anything but a conspiracy if they're lying about it. It's a conspiracy.
It's sick if it is. Absolutely sickening. It's sickening if what happened was genuine and was terrorist, et cetera, et cetera.
You would think, really, it would be sensible if they know that all of these conspiracy theories are going around out there, and it would be so easy for them to just lay it all to rest by simply saying, look, here's all the footage that we have. Here you go.
Here's the thing. It's the Pentagon, right? We're talking about the one of the highest security buildings in the world, probably.
Right. Let's hope.
There must be cameras all over that place. Why not show it? Why not show give out the footage that shows it undeniably exactly a aircraft going into the side of the building?
It would seem to me there'd be two reasons why they wouldn't do it. One, they don't have any footage. Two,
they don't have any footage.
Which seems hard to believe. Two, they're trying to cover something up, whatever that is.
They're covering it up. I mean, there's undeniable evidence. If you've
and that's
seen
the
it, you'll
that's
see
the
that.
Point of speculation. We don't know what it is that they might be covering up, if indeed they are. Adam, final thoughts for us?
Okay, I feel like I found my calling, if you like. I've always felt as if, I didn't know what tag to call it, but I am a libertarian, and I can't wait to come over to New Hampshire in the next year or so, hopefully.
Wow. Fantastic.
I used to live in Sacramento on the West Coast.
Great. Well, then we'll be seeing you in New Hampshire, Adam.
You certainly will.
Thanks for the call tonight, as always. Yeah, I appreciate it.
I don't want government in my life. I should be a free man. I'm not a slave to anyone.
Right on. Sounds good to me. Thanks, Adam. 800-259-9231. And since he mentioned it, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance and your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. Again, freestateproject.org.
And something that Adam could look at is the First 1000 program that the Free State Project has going on.
Especially if he's planning on coming here in a year and a half.
Yeah. Right. No skin off his teeth.
Exactly. All right, so we got lots to talk about here. In fact, our board op sent me this story, which I didn't spot in my show prep today. According to UPI, New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg has filed a 78-page lawsuit against gun dealers in 5 states in a bid to reduce the number of illegal weapons in the city. The suit names gun stores in Georgia, Ohio, Pennsylvania, South Carolina, and Virginia that Bloomberg alleges sold guns to customers knowing they would turn the weapons over to criminals. At a City Hall news conference Monday, Bloomberg said the city conducted a 6-week undercover operation in which investigators working for the city used hidden cameras to videotape transactions with sales clerks at the named stores. Is this possible? Can New York send agents to other states to do investigations? Is that extra-jurisdictional?
It seems like it to me.
Is that legal? The mayor said because more than 80% of guns recovered at city crime scenes come from other states, quote, our efforts to stop this bloodshed have to reach across state lines. He criticized the BATF for saying it would be an understatement to say they are asleep at the switch. And allegedly more than 300 people were killed in New York by illegal handguns last year, according to the press release.
Well, the reason the guns are coming from other states is the market will simply take the path of least resistance. So it's easiest just to go across the border, buy a gun, stick it in your car, come back.
Oh, according to some detail.
But if that wasn't an option, then the guns would come other places. I mean, people would make guns in their garages, we've decided here on the show.
Oh, yes, exactly. I'm sorry. I'm reading a little more detail here. Apparently, they actually sent down private investigators to run the stings on these stores. And the way it would work, apparently, is two people would go into the store. One of them would do all the talking. Then the other person would buy the gun. Neither of the individuals were felons or otherwise unable to purchase a firearm. And so, therefore, there was no reason for the stores in these cases to even be suspicious that these guns were going to be turned over to criminal elements. So it's pretty scary news that the state of New York can sue, can actually sue a gun store in another state. That's really disturbing to me.
It doesn't make any sense, really.
I hope a judge throws this out, but if it's going to be going to court in New York State, I mean, the odds of a New York judge throwing this out, I don't think are very good.
Seems unlikely.
I'm pretty disturbed by this. Maybe it has to actually be heard in the states where the stores are located. So maybe Georgia and Pennsylvania and all those states will be the places where these fights will go down. So not looking good for the Second Amendment.
It seemed like they should go on in federal courts if it's a dispute between, you know, across state lines like that.
The toll-free number here, 800-259-9231. That is 1-800-259-9231. So I don't know. That's just, I'm not pleased with that news. Let's see. Other news that we did not get to before. Disc jockey has been arrested. Speaking of...
You've been promoting this for quite some time.
Yes.
And I'm ready to hear about it.
Speaking of your constitutional rights being flushed down the drain, a New York hip-hop DJ was arrested on Friday for endangering the welfare of a child, allegedly, 2 days after he was fired.
Always the children, you know.
For racist and sexually threatening comments about a rival's wife and four-year-old daughter. According to prosecutors, Troy Torian, who goes by the name DJ Star, had surrendered and been arrested by detectives from the Hate Crimes Unit. They actually have, in New York, a Hate Crimes Unit.
Mm.
He was ordered to surrender his gun license and his handgun. He was fired by Clear Channel's Power 101.5 on Wednesday of last week for what Clear Channel said were wholly unacceptable comments. They were made in several broadcasts earlier this month where he used racial slurs about Gia Casey, the part Asian wife of a DJ at another radio station known as DJ Envy, who works at a competitor. So he apparently offered listeners $500 for information on the whereabouts of the couple's child and implied he wanted to sexually abuse and urinate upon the child.
Oh, my.
Apparently he said something about he wanted to pull an R. Kelly on the kid.
Awful, awful stuff.
Yeah, certainly...
Well, pull an R. Kelly doesn't necessarily mean that, but it has that implication.
It's certainly terrible content. It's not something I would want to listen to in the morning on my drive to work. However, does it mean that he should be arrested for endangering the welfare of a child? How is it that making an idle threat on the radio... I mean, that's not even... Come on, could anybody really consider that a serious threat? How is it that can get you charged with a crime? Please explain. 800-259-9231, Free Talk Live.
If you think your engine is safe by having the oil changed every 3,000 miles, think again. Every time you start your car, your engine creates friction between the moving parts. These moving parts wear against each other, and the result is small metal particles circulating through your oil, causing premature wear and damage to your engine. Oil filters do a good job of trapping the large metal particles, but they will not trap the most harmful tiny particles. These tiny particles circulate constantly through your oil, and over time, your engine begins to show signs of wear. This is why you need the Filter Mag. The Filter Mag is a powerful magnet that holds itself to the outside of your oil filter, trapping the tiny metal particles to the inside wall of the filter, extending the life of your oil and ultimately extending the life of your engine. The reusable Filter Mag is maintenance-free, installs in 2 seconds, and lasts forever. So what are you waiting for? Go to filtermag.com. That's filtermag.com. Or call 800-345-8376. That's 800-345-8376.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
When my son started having behavior problems, the Total Transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Do you need an instruction manual for your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance and backtalking. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Gee, honey, those new sandals look great on you.
And look, they show off my new toenails, too.
New toenails? Well, what happened to the old ones?
Well, they're not really new, just clear and healthy looking. Remember how embarrassed I was? They were so discolored, really awful looking.
Well, they sure look clear now. Gosh, I wish I could wear sandals again. My toenails are a disaster. Look, this one looks white, and that one's thick and yellow.
Well, here's my secret. Non-X Nail Gel. It clears out yellowing keratin debris, the source of nail discoloration.
Ah, so that's it. I've got ugly keratin debris buildup under my nails.
And Non-X Nail Gel gets rid of it. Now, you'll need to use it every day, but clear nails are worth it.
You bet. You know, when we go to the beach this summer, my toenails are going to look just as good as yours do.
Thanks to Non-X Nail Gel.
Non-X Nail Gel. For clear, healthy-looking nails. Now at Walgreens, Rite Aid, Eckerd, Brooks, Long's, Duane Reade, and Walmart. In the foot care section.
Thank you for listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live, toll-free number 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
You can join us online, freetalklive.com, where we have the Shrine of Female Listeners with dozens of ladies of all shapes, sizes, ages, colors that have sent us their photo because they like the show. And we want to show off the fact that, well, women like Free Talk Live. In fact, they like it so much they've taken time to send us a validated photo, which means in the photo they're proving, beyond a shadow of a doubt, that they listen to the show. Now, there's a variety of creative ways our ladies have decided to do that, and you can see what I mean by visiting the shrine for yourself at freetalklive.com. So, we're talking about how apparently New York City has decimated the Second Amendment, or they're working on decimating it, by suing gun stores for allegedly selling guns to people that were allegedly going to hand those guns over to criminals.
And how were they supposed to know that that was going to happen?
I have no idea.
Yeah, just silly.
But they're suing them, and now you've got also another story out of New York, just the state that loves to protect your rights. They are actually attacking a hip-hop DJ, DJ Star. He's now been charged with sexually threatening comments. Let's see, it looks like he was arrested 2 days after he was fired by Clear Channel for wholly unacceptable comments on the air where he threatened to sexually abuse and urinate upon a 4-year-old child. Now, that's anything but entertaining radio. It's really lame. But apparently there's...
Gross.
Apparently there was a bit of a tiff between two radio stations in New York. According to...
It looks like DJ Star lost.
Yeah, well, according to some details here at Reuters, for days prior to the statements attributed to DJ Star, DJs at the other station, Hot 97, were threatening him, taunting him, and making offensive remarks about members of his family, even going so far as calling his mother a prostitute. I think that's according to his lawyer, I'm not sure. In a moment of frustration and annoyance, he obviously said things that were inappropriate, adding that Torian never intended to actually harm anybody. See, it's my expectation that when cooler heads prevail and all of the facts are looked at by the DA, decision will be made to dismiss charges. And I should certainly hope so.
Well,
the guy already lost his job. Isn't that enough?
Well, you know, what he said was completely out of line.
Of course it was.
Completely
out of
line.
And he lost his job.
But the problem is that First Amendment is there to protect unpopular speech. Things that people say that are unpopular or gross or politically, you know, it's just they sound nuts or whatever.
Yeah.
It's to protect freedom of speech. It doesn't say good speech or popular speech or anything like that because that stuff's easy to protect. Nobody cares if you want to talk about how much you like the Yankees or whatever.
Right.
It's the unpopular stuff, like saying that stuff there.
Exactly.
That needs to be protected. And
it's disgusting, but that's okay.
And a radio...
Turn it off.
A radio station is a way to communicate with a whole bunch of people at once.
Right.
So that's where that's where the rubber meets the road as far as the First Amendment goes.
If there was if there was no lawsuit going on here, if there was no charges being filed by the government in this case, I mean, let's look at the ways that the market would correct this problem. Presuming Clear Channel didn't fire him, let's say he just got away with it, right?
Mm-hmm.
He said it, management didn't catch it, And he kind of got away with it. Well, if listeners heard it and listeners were offended by it, they could have called in, and I'm sure many of them did. They could have called in and complained about it. They could have called advertisers and complained about that to the complained about it to the advertisers, saying, "Why are you advertising on this guy's show?" And then, of course, word's going to get to management, and management's going to say, "Did you say this on the air?" "Yes, I said it." And then they're going to fire him, which is what they did.
Yeah.
And good luck getting another gig. After saying something like that, I suppose it's possible he could end up doing overnights in Toledo or something like that. But
he might get another gig. But
he was a morning show host in New York City who was basically, you know, he's been fired going away from the city with his tail between his legs, essentially.
And even if he does get another gig, I mean, it's not like we need to kill the guy over the statements.
Right.
If he said them, then he would be punished for it by getting fired, and then he could learn his lesson and go on and do another gig. It's not like it matters if he never gets a job in radio again. That shouldn't matter. He isn't obviously going to get another morning show gig in New York City.
Hmm. According to Clear Channel, we sincerely apologize to those who may have been offended by his remarks. Apparently, three other staff members who worked with Mr. Terrain on the Star and Buck Wild morning show have also been dismissed. Now, I find that interesting. That they canned three of the other people on the show. It makes me wonder if they were dismissed because they sort of laughed along with him. You know how the sidekicks on the morning shows are. They
it's their job.
You know, maybe that's why they got fired. But it doesn't
like
seem
how
fair
I laugh at all your jokes.
Yeah, it doesn't. I don't make any jokes though.
No, man. But every once in a while, about once a month, you come up with a zinger, a really funny one.
So I don't know. It kind of disturbs me. It doesn't seem very nice to the other guys on the show. They didn't say it. 1-800
doesn't make any sense.
1-800-259-9231. So hopefully those charges will be dropped.
But if you think about it, it usually a guy has his crew, and they're put together by him, either whether he travels with them or whatever reason. So if the main guy's gone, then what are you going to do? Imagine when they fired Bubba the Love Sponge. I don't know if they fired his crew, but they fired him, and then what are you going to do with his crew? You're not going to put somebody else in Bubba's place and then let the crew work around?
I don't know. I think one of his crew stuck around the station afterwards. I think some got fired and some didn't.
Okay.
So I'm not sure. Anyway, there you go. Let's go to the phones. Let's talk to Dave in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Mailer.
Bubba the Love Sponge?
That's a silly name. But it happened down here in Tampa.
Is that the first time you've heard of that name?
I've never heard of Bubba the Love Sponge.
Wow, that's pretty amazing. He made national news because he got a $700,000 fine, or rather Clear Channel got it, over his show.
I would only need to hear the name once to remember it.
There you go. Now he's on satellite with Howard Stern, apparently.
Yeah, well, I guess I must be getting all my news from NH3.com.
So what's on your mind, Dave?
Well, I wanted to touch base with you about Nanny State 911, which is not something that is completely off the ground yet, but we started it in an informal way. The whole idea is if the cops pull you over or something like that, or you're giving some kind of trouble from authorities, well, you know, with the trouble that you might have with criminals, you call 911, right?
Right,
who do
sure.
You call when the authorities are the criminals and they're coming after you?
Oh, boy, that's a great question. Who do you call?
You call Nanny State 911. That's the idea, anyway, at least in New Hampshire. Basically, what we've done is just three of us have given out our numbers to kind of other members of the freedom movement inside New Hampshire and just said, call us if you have a problem. Because some of us don't use IDs. I do, but some of the others don't. Some don't pay their taxes. You know, various people are doing various things that are going to come them into. They're going to bring them into cross purposes with the government.
Yes,
crosshairs, and
crosshairs too. Yeah, and so this is just another little piece of infrastructure that we're trying to start.
So this would essentially allow somebody who got into some trouble with the state to alert the activist network up there in New Hampshire as soon as possible.
Yes, although not necessarily the state. It could be the locals. It could be anybody.
Well, when I say the state, I mean the state as in the government.
Right, exactly.
I think it's a great idea, and I'd love to see how it develops over time, because it's one thing to have to memorize somebody's cell phone number, but what would be really cool is if there could be some sort of a clearinghouse sort of a phone number, like, you know, with the New Hampshire area code, and then something phonetic that spells something like, I have no idea, something about freedom in New Hampshire. That way they could know, like, the NHfree.com phone line they could call up. And they wouldn't have to memorize just somebody's cell phone number. They could kind of memorize this central clearinghouse. I mean, you've been envisioning like having an operator 24/7, taking calls from people that are being abused by the government.
Right.
Some sort of essentially a government protection service.
Yeah, and really, to get to that, we have to start with this. We have to do something that can be doable with our existing infrastructure.
Exactly.
We can't just imagine the perfect version.
I'm just interested to see where it's going to be in another 3 to 5 years. It should be interesting, Dave. Thanks for the call, as always. 800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves. Coming up, Minnesota and their new law that's going to be on the books that it's going to allow 18-year-olds to taste alcohol. Free Talk Live.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Not anymore. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, which makes the dollars that you have worth less and less. The solution? The Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that is 100% backed by gold and silver. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value, $1 at a time. To learn more, visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms could be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. BioSolutions has over 550 programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Ask about our spring special now in progress. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Toll-free number, 800-259-9231. You bring up whatever's on your mind. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us online, freetalklive.com. The bulletin board system is there for your enjoyment. There's over 100,000 posts for you to surf around through, over 1,200 people interacting, totally free. You get to it by going to bbs.freetalklive.com. That is bbs.freetalklive.com. So, we mentioned this last night, and we didn't get a chance to get to it, and I thought it was just so well written. At lourockwell.com, it's entitled Spit It Out by Paul Hine. You would be entirely reasonable in believing that lawmakers take the laws of nature as well as simple common sense into account when fabricating new laws, which, of course, is what they do at every opportunity. That is, fabricate new laws.
Absolutely, that's their job. They're lawmakers.
That is why, although they would like to reduce the expensive wear and tear on public roads, that they do not pass a law limiting the maximum weight of any automobile or truck to 1,500 pounds. And who could deny the appropriateness of falling to one's knees with forehead to ground when the mayor passed by? But if a law were passed requiring such respectful behavior, many of us of mature years would find it difficult, if not impossible, to stand up again. Then how could we earn the money to pay our taxes? No, common sense and physics must be taken into account when you write new laws. That is why, in Missouri, you must, by law, be over 21 years of age to drink an alcoholic beverage. As a physician, I can assure you that this is utterly reasonable. We scientific types know that at age 21, the human metabolism and mentality can handle alcohol. At 20 years, 11 months, 3 weeks, and 6 days, however, that facility is totally absent, making an imbiber at such a tender age apt to drunkenness, improper behavior, and impaired thinking, things which never happen once age 21 is achieved. This law, though obviously and utterly reasonable, if the state didn't regulate underage drinking, then who would? How many children, after all, have parents? Presents some difficulties for students of cooking. There are cooking schools and cooking courses in St. Louis, Missouri. A graduate of these schools is expected to have some knowledge of wines. For instance, does Merlot go with broccoli? God forbid, if the chef doesn't know. Does Pinot Noir make a suitable accompaniment to shepherd's pie? How is the prospective chef going to know these things if he doesn't even know what wines taste like? Now it gets naughty. Some of the culinary students are not 21 years old. The simple-minded or flippant might simply say, well, so what? Let them sample the wines and find out what they taste like. God help us! Can any good come from breaking the law? With civilization teetering on the brink, can we encourage even the possibility of contempt for the law? Of course, spitting out wine without swallowing it isn't drinking, hence no violation of the law, so what's the problem? You know the answer? The legislature to the rescue. What problem, even if it isn't a problem, can't be solved with yet another law? The Missouri Senate has approved a bill that would allow cooking students between the ages of 18 and 21 to, quote, taste but not consume wine.
Well, I can see why they would want to let 18-year-old cooking students, but not 17-year-old cooking students, taste but not imbibe the wine.
In other words, you can take a sip and then spit it out. Praise the Lord, the Republic will survive! Well, sometimes solving one problem leads to another. Has anyone given thought to where the students are to spit their wine? Into some container? But the wine will contain bodily fluids. Aren't there special containers for bodily fluids or fluids contaminated with bodily fluids? Will the school need to provide such containers? And such containers cannot be disposed of as ordinary trash. Will the schools be exempt from the requirement for special handling of this biologic waste? There are stringent laws regulating the disposal of bodily fluids or anything contaminated with them. How about a sink in the kitchen? Commercial kitchens have several sinks, some for food preparation, others for hand cleansing. Into which does one spit their wine? Are there suitable
ones for hand cleansing and one is for food prep? I don't think there's a sink that you can spit in.
No, you'll have to have a special sink installed simply for that purpose. Are there suitable laws dealing with the disposal of expectorated wine in the sinks? Not to worry, the legislature will deal with all of these. All that's required is another law, or maybe two or three. Hey, shouldn't the students be examined to rule out any potentially contagious disease of the mouth? Let's make that a law. And I like what our caller last night pointed out when we brought this up, that we may need to have some undercover operatives actually working in the class monitoring to ensure that nobody actually does swallow the wine.
They could very well swallow the wine, and then what would happen?
We'd have to arrest them.
Mm.
That's internal possession, sir. The whole absurd situation arises from the minimum age drinking law to begin with. But to suggest abolishing such a law is unthinkable. Our streets would be filled with drunken youngsters. No, all problems, potential problems, or situations which could lead theoretically to potential problems must be dealt with by legislation. After all, it's what those guys in the state house get paid to do, by you, and in pretty plush surroundings, also provided by you. Moreover,
nice of me.
Moreover, they're treated with a deference and respect by you, surpassing that given the average plumber, though God knows the plumber is of much greater value to society.
I have to say that's true.
What's so surprising?
Where would we be without plumbers?
We'd be in a whole lot of
forget the drunk youngsters. Yeah. The drunk youngsters.
Well, what's so surprising about that? As long as you take them seriously and pay them well, they'll grind out laws ad infinitum. Think of what a utopia we'll inhabit once they've churned out enough of them. In the meantime, if you're under 21, don't swallow the wine, and be careful where you spit it.
That's really good.
How absurd.
It is absurd.
There's a law in the books in Missouri that allows to 18 to 21-year-olds to taste the wine, but they must spit it out. I mean, it is so ludicrous, so silly to suggest that if you're under the age of 21, you just can't handle drinking. When, in fact, all you have to do is go to myspace.com and just surf around for even a little while to find oodles and oodles of people under the age of 21, some even under the age of 18, that
drinking.
Are involved in imbibing alcohol. One thing's for sure, the law is not stopping it, and no amount of enforcement of those laws is going to stop it either. That's why I say, get rid of the drinking age. 800-259-9231. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
You feel like you should be free to live your life how you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You're not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be a part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more about the Free State Project at freestateproject.org. Or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Republicans took over Congress more than 10 years ago. Since then, the government has grown by $1 trillion. This spending explosion has happened in part because Congress doesn't read the huge bills they pass. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Our new proposal stops Congress from passing bills they haven't read. It's called the Read the Bills Act. The Read the Bills Act will slow Congress down, way down. It's easy for you to help make this bill the law of the land. You can learn more at DownsizeDC.org. That's DownsizeDC.org.
Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit tornadoair.com or go to Pep Boys, Napa, or AutoZone today.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822. 928-8822.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Toll free number 800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We need your votes. Vote.freetalklive.com is the place to go to do that. If you have yet to vote for us this month, it's only a once-a-month sort of thing. So if you've already done it this month, then you can't vote again. But if you've yet to vote, go to vote.freetalklive.com because right now we are currently ranked as the number 4 podcast in the world, which, yeah, that's not bad, but we could be doing much better with your help if you go to vote.freetalklive.com. So, Manwich, you've got an email to get to.
I do. From David. He asks, what's the libertarian approach to de facto monopolies? I believe what he's referring to here, I'm certain what he's referring to here, is the situation with the phone companies turning over their information to the NSA and spying on us and just generally being puppets of the government.
Did Verizon come out today and claim they did not turn over information?
I did not hear that claim.
I thought I saw something about that. But go ahead.
Okay. What is the libertarian approach to de facto monopolies, meaning that, you know, it's monopolies that are monopolies sort of left as monopolies? In this case, it's because they're regulated by the government. They're given
right.
the opportunity to be monopolies by the government. There's only one telephone company that gives you local service. That right. gives them monopolistic power.
It's a sweetheart deal, as I like to call it.
A monopoly isn't a monopoly unless the government gives them power. Otherwise, you could have things where, for instance, Microsoft is a very large supplier of computer software and mm-hmm. that sort of thing, but there are it does have competition.
Sure, Apple, Linux, variety of other operating systems out there.
Right.
They would be a monopoly if there was a law that was passed that said, you may only use Microsoft products.
And then Microsoft products would get worse.
Oh, yeah.
As a result, because they would have no competition.
Precisely.
Competition's what keeps them good.
Exactly.
Okay. So I speak of the phone companies, which are now, even now, collecting information about my calling practices and forwarding them to the government.
Mm-hmm.
There is not an area where this is not an area where the free market works. I have to disagree. The
free market's not being allowed to work.
The free market isn't being allowed to work here right. because telephone companies are given monopolies, and
mm-hmm.
if they weren't, you would be getting all kinds of different service offered in different area in a given area. If there were enough people, then there would be several phone companies vying for their service.
Correct.
And so it's not the fact that the free market doesn't work; it's that the governments, whether local, state, or federal, are not letting it work.
It's in the way.
Mm-hmm. There are a limited number of phone companies in an area, and even those refuse to tell whether they are in bed with the feds on the project. Classified. It's classified, don't you know? I am not an educated buyer, nor do I care to become one. According to stories, I have probably forfeited all my rights anyway by signing the contract of adhesion paperwork that is necessary to get a phone number at all. So, should I not want to be spied on, I guess I can, one, stop using the phone. Not a good idea for a small business owner.
Right.
Two, move to another area. One service by Quest. Also, not a good idea for an existing business owner
right.
who has a business in an established place. Three, do everything through Skype or some other phone number-free internet service. But this would only work for outgoing calls, and Lord knows what the feds have that we don't even know about.
Good point.
It could very well be that they're monitoring that, too. But I suspect that as you get more options through things like Skype. Now, why can't Skype take incoming calls?
Maybe that's coming. I don't know. There's certainly plenty of voice-over IP services that absolutely can take incoming calls. 1-800-259-9231. So I guess the answer is, if you're talking about something sensitive and you're concerned with someone overhearing that conversation, I would say move it online into an encrypted format. That's really the only way you're going to guarantee privacy, is if you work for it. More on the way. This is your show. Hour 2 is coming up. You take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid. It is private. It owes no one. It cannot go bankrupt. And it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Are you at